Art lovers in Prague can now appreciate nonconformity in a remarkable exhibition featuring contemporary avant-garde British artists at the Cerná Labuť Art Gallery. The 11 featured artists fall outside of mainstream and favored art movements in the United Kingdom. Among them are Charles Thompson, Anna Keane, Joe Machine, and Ella Guru. I talked to art critic Edward Lucia Smith about the selection of these artists, how Stuckism and contemporary British art in general is received by Czech audiences, and his efforts to assist a more intense cultural exchange in this field.
Stuckist artists are artists who believe in painting. They're not interested in installation, they're not interested in video, and they're certainly not interested in performance. They believe that you make objects, and those objects can be stuck on a wall. So these artists are both retrograde and at the same time rather typically avant-garde. And they are extremely varied, these artists. They're not quite all Stuckists. I'm represented as a photographer. I'm certainly not a Stuckist. There are a couple of other artists I suggested, neither of whom are identified with Stuckist movement. But they are painters, all of them people, apart from me as a photographer, of course, who believe in painting. Who believe in the powers of painting, but they use it in extremely different ways. That is, you may like one, you may not like another, you may see no connection between one who is entirely abstract and others who are entirely figurative, but they represent a moment of dissidence. And just let me add one thing important because of the context, and that is the Stuckist movement, though it originated in Britain, has become international. Look up the site stuckist.com. And the other thing you will discover is, guess what? There are a number of eminent Czech Stuckists. The movement has been very, very strong here in a rebellion against academic control, a rebellion which has followed on the fall of communism.
Does the artwork exhibited here at this show follow a specific theme?
No, it doesn't. It's the choice of the dealers who own this gallery. That is, it reflects their taste, their feeling, that kind of thing. I had a very, very small part in the choice by recommending artists. And believe me, when I came here and saw it, I thought, wow, they did very well. It looks great.
So there's no underlying message of the show?
The underlying message is that artists should be free to do what they want.
They don't have to be political,
yeah, exactly,
or cultural.
Exactly, exactly.
Do the organizers of this exhibition typically support non-mainstream artists?
I think their impulse is to support art which a cultivated public will feel comfortable living with. I came to an evening event here when I first arrived, and there was an extremely nice, cultivated, international, but basically Czech public, relating to the pictures and relating to each other. Well, if you look back at the first years of modernism in Paris, you would have gotten exactly that kind of public at the early exhibitions of Picasso, for example. The Czech Republic has an extremely long tradition in modernist movement. In fact, a longer and more solid modernist tradition probably than any other Eastern European country. Modernism started here very early. It goes back a long way. Well, one of the things which modernism always was international. If I can help people here, this gallery, since I like the directors, to become more international, because I have, as it happens, a very, very wide network of international contacts, then I'm happy to do that. But the other thing I'm happy to do, it's obviously looking for younger Czech artists. I'm happy to help them. I have a strong connection with the city of Trieste in Italy. And it's much easier to find places for new artists in Italian circumstances now than it is in Britain, where it's extremely competitive in London. Well, okay, as soon as I arrived, I was introduced to a young woman artist, all of 29 years old, and shown some of her work. So I thought, bingo, I can do something with that. So I went straight back to my Triestino contacts, and I think they've just offered her an exhibition in Trieste. Well, that's what I call success. But it's not that I want to come to the Czech Republic and say, oh, there are all these interesting artists from outside who you ought to be taking a look at. I also want to say, yes, I understand you've got a great tradition of your own. Show me. If I like it, I'll try and do something with it.
Well, thank you very much for meeting with us. Okay. And we look forward to following your future exhibitions here in Prague with Czech artists. Mm-hmm.